After a morning spent wordsmithing and getting some new language ready to insert into the document, Tonga's advisory committee members agreed they'd reached their goal, or at least they reached this goal. They're not completely done and already have plans to meet again in the fall. But for the moment, they have this.
Yes.
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 I agree.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Richard.
Richard?
I think that was a yes.
That was a yes?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Watching in the audience were Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Robert Bonney, and Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton. After the vote, they joined the committee at the table. Bonney congratulated TAC members on completing the first phase of a difficult task.
It doesn't end. Just as you all were talking about here, whether it's the implementation work going forward, the committee work going forward, we want to continue to engage. But obviously, you have hit an important milestone here.
Pendleton says she is confident that the recommendations will serve the transition from old growth to second growth timber harvest.
I appreciate the sacrifice, the engagement, the innovation, and creativity that has come from this group and for your steadfastness in working together.
The Tongass Advisory Committee is made up of representatives from local government, environmental organizations, the timber industry, native tribes, and other forest users. While coming to the problem from different perspectives, they all agreed on a few key points. One is that they don't really trust the Forest Service to follow through on the recommendations. So, a major recommendation is to form a new committee or council that would monitor the implementation of the transition. The TAC is authorized to continue for another year, and members said they will firm up how that new committee will work best. The group's updated recommendations also include stronger language about protecting fish habitat and call for maintaining a certain level of timber volume throughout the transition. While approved, the recommendations still need cleaning up. An updated copy of the document won't be available for a few more days. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.